Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday in NBA basketball. A judge in Los Angeles has ruled against Donald Sterling. All three lawsuits he filed thrown out of court. Sterling has lost control of the NBA franchise. Judge Michael Lavanis ruled that Shelly Sterling is estranged right, had the right to sell the club, that the Sterling Trust documents signed by the owner allowed her to take over control of negotiations of the team, and the doctor's testimony was correct that Donald Sterling was mentally incompetent. The ruling, by the way, cannot be appealed to any type of appellate court. The NBA had threatened to foreclose on the franchise September 15th. Donald Sterling loses the team, but he does get $2 billion as a sales price. By the way, the Clippers have lost their power forward, Blake Griffin. He's been taken off off-season workouts. He's got a stress fracture of his back. In Major League Baseball, the Padres lost to the Atlanta Braves 2-0 yesterday. Erwin Santana, 11 strikeout performance. Evan Gattis with a home run that was the difference maker. Padres have been shut out 18 times this season. Doesn't get easier. Padres-St. Louis Cardinals, Petco Park tonight. The ace Tyson Ross goes against Lance Lynn. Andrew Kashner will throw his second bullpen outing today. Could be ready for a rehab assignment. Goodbye, Carlos Quentin goes back on the disabled list for the third time this season. With knee issues, Quentin has started just 31 games this season. Dodgers didn't play last night. Coming off the weekend sweep of the Giants, Dodgers get red hot Atlanta tonight. The Blue are in first place. They've won 5 of their last 7. Meanwhile, the Angels are in Baltimore. Matchup with 2 of the hottest teams in the American League. Halos have won 18 of 24. The Orioles have won 5 of their last 7. Trading deadline comes up Thursday afternoon. The Dodgers make a deal late last night. They acquire former Gold Glove second baseman Dexter Barney of the Chicago Cubs for a player to be named later. Rumors persisting out of Boston. The Dodgers are talking to the Red Sox about a significant deal for pitcher John Lester. Evidently, the Dodgers were shopping veteran outfielder Matt Kemp. The Red Sox instead want the top player in the Dodger farm system, young outfielder Jock Peterson. The Colorado Rockies have been approached by the New York Yankees to gauge their interest in what could be a blockbuster deal that sends shortstop Troy Tulowitzki from the Rockies to New York. Philadelphia is shopping Cole Hamels, the ace of their pitching staff. Philadelphia Daily News reporting, however, the Phillies want 5 players for the ace of the staff. 3 of them have to be top minor leaguers. The Orioles are looking for a pitcher, talking to Colorado. Jordy De La Rosa is the one they're going after. And the Mets, in a surprise move, have pulled Bartolo Colon off the trading block, have elected to keep him. And Tampa Bay has released pitcher Eric Bedard. Joe Torre, the legendary Hall of Fame manager of the Yankees, profusely apologized throughout Monday for not mentioning George Steinbrenner, the late New York owner, in his Hall of Fame speech. It was a slight. Meanwhile, huge suspensions coming in the Pacific Coast League after a terrible brawl, actually 2 brawls in 1 inning, 10 ejections in a ball game between the Albuquerque Isotopes and the Reno Aces after a beanball incident involving a Dodger rookie. In football, Jeremy Clary of the Chargers, unable to practice nor play, at least through preseason camp, coming off hip surgery, has agreed to take a massive pay cut from $4.5 million down to $1.6 million to help the Chargers with salary cap space. It's a guaranteed salary, which means Clary probably won't be cut. Injury front, Houston Texans star wide receiver Andre Johnson limps off the practice field again yesterday with hamstring problems, and their elite running back Arian Foster, who is coming off back surgery, did not practice again. Fear the back may be acting up on him. Denver Broncos losing DeMarcus Ware, the defensive end, first week of camp out with a calf injury. Another big injury in the 49er running back core, LaMichael James, dislocated elbow yesterday. He's going to be out 6 weeks. He's the third running back to go down. Over the weekend, they lost Kendall Hunter, their backup running back, gone for the year with a torn knee ligament. Weird story involving New England, but it involves Bill Belichick, so what would you suspect? Belichick put in a waiver claim on Stanford running back Tyler Gaffney. Now, he's the former San Diego star. Gaffney had been drafted by the Carolina Panthers, blew his knee out in his first carry this past weekend in his first practice. Carolina attempted to waive him injured to get on the injured reserve list. New England instead claimed the player. They're going to put him on their IR list. Meanwhile, the Colts have released running back Chuck Rainey. Off-the-field discipline issues, second time in a half year he's been blown out by a team. Seahawks have signed former New York Giants starting cornerback Terrell Thomas. It looks as if he won't be the owner of the Buffalo Bills, and a bit of a surprise move. Billionaire Donald Trump has announced he's withdrawing any interest in purchasing the ball club. In hockey, NHL officials showed up in Quebec City for a tour of the new Olympic Coliseum site. Rumors remain rampant that the NHL is seriously considering expansion to Quebec City and possibly into Seattle. In soccer, the World Cup has come and gone. We all know the name Lionel Messi. Well, the South American World Cup star is under investigation, he and his father, for developing bogus tax shelters. He evidently could owe the Argentine government $11 million in back taxes. And a scary incident in NASCAR racing off the track at an airport. Private Lear jets owned by Joe Gibbs Racing and by Stuart Haas Racing collided on the tarmac yesterday at Concord, North Carolina Airport. Wings were damaged. Nobody was injured in the incident. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.